We are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo, hey, how you doing? It's me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from BC Burnaby on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belongs to the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem. And we are, again, here on The Art Show, which is, if you are tuning in for the first time, this is where I do my very best to tell you about as many shows as I can happening in the SoCal Vancouver and Greater Vancouver area. So, with that in mind, buckle up, get your notepads out, get your day planner ready. Does anyone still have one of those? I use mine for journaling because I just write down a few things about what I saw today, like that time I saw a kid waving at me when crossing the Ironworkers Bridge while I was in the bus. So, you know, tossed him a wave back. Hope you're doing good, kiddo. Anyways, we'll be back after a few messages, and then we will get into the things that we do here. So, yeah, check it out.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Yo! Let's get the music going, because it's kind of dull to do this just with my voice, especially when I don't have an echo function. That's the only thing I miss about producing from home, is working on the post and making myself sound big, space. But doing it live is its own reward. Anyways, let's get into it, my dear listener. Let's tell you about what's some cool happening tonight, Thursday night. For our Friday night listeners, stay tuned. anyways, tonight, it's Selena's birthday, Future Star. There we go. Future Star's early birthday bash. They're going on effectively a tour for their birthday. They're hitting like Nanaimo and like Victoria. So, friends of Selena, keep your eyes peeled as they venture around the South Coast. Anyways, on deck with them is going to be a golden age of wrestling and Rooms, and of course, Future Star herself. So, come to the Lido tonight at 7 o'clock for this happening as Selena turns 33. So, share the joy of Future Star and more at the Lido tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Check it out. Next up, also today at 7:30 at the Portside Pub in the downtown east side, you can go see Campfire Shit Kickers and Charlie Monroe Band along with Self Care doing their respective things. Again, at the Portside Pub at number 7 Alexander Street. Right where it like turns into Cordova at the end of Alexander Street. That's where it is. Just so you know. Where that place local is, I don't know. That intersection's a mess.
the bricks there are so uneven, so every time I ride over them on my bike, I'm like, good thing I upgraded my suspension. Anyways, some punk vibes coming in from this one. So again, Campfire Shit Kickers, Charlie Monroe Band, and Self Care. Again, doing their respective things at the Portside Pub tonight, 7:30. Thursday night, 7:30. Again, the Portside Pub. Check it out. All right, next up over the Red Gate Art Society tonight, Thursday night, 8 p.m., you can see Retro 778 presenting Aversions, Toy Tiger, and Second Flats. Seconds Flat at the Red Gate Art Society. It's $15, pay what you can, and when turn away, do lack of funds, yada, yada, yada. It should be pretty rockin'. There's some post-punk, oi, street punk, and, quote, hardcore punk. The flavor of hardcore has changed so much in the last 40 years. If you look back at what hardcore punk used to be in the 80s, you'll find it kind of mild versus what we have up to now. So that's music for you. It came from the pit, a Vancouver compilation of hardcore punk from the mid-80s. And it's like, this is pretty easy going, honestly. It's like one of those K-Tel records that's like full of nonstop punk music, like Bruce Springsteen. Okay, I gotta play that ad later. It's freaking hilarious. Anyways, again, Aversions, Toy Tiger, Seconds Flat, Red Gate, tonight, 8 p.m., 8 o'clock, Thursday night, tonight. Be there. Okay. One, two, three. One more, and then we'll hop into some tunes, okay? Okay. Last one, coming in from our Alberta neighbors is Where's? Oh my god, this fader is driving me wild. Okay, Kamikaze Nurse is on deck with Wares and Soy Joy over at the Fox Cabaret tonight at 9 p.m. Check it out. Should be a rockin' show. Kamikaze Nurse, nonstop juggernauts of post-punk and dream pop rock. A lot of going on in there. Anyways, fantastic artists all around. Wares coming in with some pop-heavy rock for you. It's going to be dope. And then Soy Joy will serenade you, get you all whimsy and warm in the cockles of your heart. Juniper will be there to warm you up. Check it out. All right. Again, that happens all tonight, Thursday night, at the Fox Cabaret, right at the top of the hill of Main Street in like Broadway. You know where it is. The old, you know, porno theater. The good old times. Where are the porn theaters now? Where can people? And I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna make these jokes. I'm gonna move on. Okay, let's get into some music here. We're going to check out some music from Rooms. They were formerly known as I Make Earthquakes, which I'm glad they don't make earthquakes. This is Best Part of Waking Up. We'll be right back.
done it now, for real this time, from what's there remembered. Was it a sour breath, fate and make a mess, turned a smile to a shudder? Any goodwill left, invitations left unsent, ever to recover?
Yo, welcome back. You just heard some sick music from Self-Care, featuring one half of Vancouver Mixtape's hosts, the Jamie Sesford, the slugger of the base of the East Van Baseball, the Cobras, etc. Or is he a really good pitcher? Either way, he plays some mean baseball. Anyways, also in that trio, Luke and Andrew. That was Self-Care. You can see them down at the Portside Pub tonight, Thursday night, with Campfire Shit Kickers and Charlie Monroe Band. Again, it's Portside Pub. Tickets are $15 at the door, $13 in advance. I don't know if you can. No, don't know if you can still get tickets in advance. But I mean, give it a try. Save yourself $2. Tip it to the bartender. Tip your bartenders. Seriously, tip your bartenders. And I'm gonna do this right now as a PSA. A highball is a mixed drink featuring liquor and mix. That is your public service announcement. So don't just go to the bar and ask for a highball and period. What's wrong with you? No. You just don't know any better. I'm just trying to help you out. This happens really often. That's what a highball is. Booze and mix. It's nice. Anything else is a cocktail. Anyways, moving on. Also in that mix, you heard Aversions. They're playing at Redgate tonight alongside Toy Tiger and Seconds Flat. 8 p.m. Thursday night. $15, yada, yada, yada. No one turned away due lack of funds, etc. Should be pretty dope. Up the hill from there, you can see Wares. They're playing with Kamikaze Nurse and Soy Joy over at 9 p.m. at the Fox Cabaret. Don't miss that. Should be pretty cool. Good stuff from good people. And starting off, that set was Rooms. They are playing alongside Golden Age of Wrestling and Future Star for Selena's birthday. Selena, if I'm not there, I hope you have a good time. And listeners should go on maybe my behalf. I don't know. I might go. I'm not sure. I need to go to the gym. I've been skipping too much. bad for my routine. Anyways, yeah, great Thursday night ahead of y'all. Let's see what else is going on. Gamelan Bike Bike is doing their 10th anniversary concert tomorrow night at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center. You know, the place they used to house all the trains. That should be pretty cool. If you like gamelan music, I think you'll like this. All their gamelans are made out of bike parts. So that's pretty cool. So reduce, reuse, recycle, and make sick jams with your buds and bike parts. Tickets are $15 in advance, probably a little more at the door. There's some yummy rice. There's some delicious food on deck for this one. And there's a free piano, free pre-concert intro to gamelan workshop at 6:30. So you can register for that if there's any more space. And you yourself can bang gamelans in a rhythmic fashion with all your homies. Should be great. Anyways, congrats to Gamelan Bike Bike for 10 years of gamelaning. To gamelan, is there a verb to gamelan? Whatever. Check it out. Doors at 7, performance at 8 at the Roundhouse Community Arts Center in Vancouver downtown. Tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m. Next up, Fionn, along with Aldali and Anton Seth, are doing the thing at the Fox Cabaret. Should be pretty cool. I don't know any of these people. We'll learn about them shortly. Let's see. How would they describe themselves? Started recording new music in the pandemic. Needed to pick ourselves up. Want to hear something a bit more lighthearted, fun songs. The world needs some happy music right now. If that's what you need, check it out. It's Fionn with Adelaide and Anton Seth at the Fox Cabaret. Friday night, 7:30. Doors, it's $20 at the door, $15 in advance. Check it out. Next up, just down the hill from there at the Red Gate Art Society, you can see Lovely Company, Magnolia, and North by North from Chicago, along with Gadfly. So it should be pretty cool. Some cool bands. If you like your power pop and your rock and all that stuff, be there. It's going to be dope. It's going to be sick. It's going to be rad. It's going to be what they call hella sweet. Sorry, I've been watching the 24 Hours of Lemons videos, and that's warmed its way into my vocabulary. What day is today? The 23rd? Okay, cool. That doesn't matter. Yeah, Lovely Company, Magnolia, North by North from Chicago, and Gadfly. Friday night, 8 p.m. $15 pay what you can. No intermediary due, lack of funds, etc. Should be pretty dope. Next up, Indications is doing an album release show. They're playing with Dead End Drive-In, Stutter, and Media Sleeves. We're at the Wise Hall Lounge in just off Commercial. You gotta climb, walk up a staggeringly easygoing slope. So you can get your exercise in, some good cardio. I myself am not a big fan of hills. When I used to live over in Hastings Sunrise, I had a route to Hastings and a route from Hastings towards my house because there was a slight grade on one of them. So, is it lazy? Yes. Is it efficient? Yes. Especially efficient, I'm sure. Okay, anyways, back to what I was actually talking about instead of my highly efficient routes of moving around in our community. If you have any other cool routes, hit me up. Drop me a line on my Instagram. That's Moose, period, M-A-S-T-A, Moose Masta. Drop me a line. Tell me what's up. What's your favorite route? What's your best way to avoid hills? Hills suck. Wait, no. Because if we had no hills, I'd have to, move to, Saskatchewan. No shame, but, I'd rather not live in Saskatchewan. Or Netherlands. Or, Idaho. God, I know. I couldn't do that. Couldn't do Idaho. Anyways, okay, back on tracker. Indications, album release show, Dead End Drive-Ins, Stutter, and Media Slaves. Wise Hall and Lounge at 8 p.m. Friday night. It's $15 cover, or you can get advanced tickets with no fees. They're highlighting here, so check it out. Should be pretty exciting. A lot of rock, punk, and post-punk. Should be pretty cool. Some dope stuff coming your way soon. Okay, so that was 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's a good place to stop for now. Let's listen to some music. We're going to check out some music from... Who are we going to check out here? Yeah. I think about this stuff early. That's right. Let's check out some music from Indications. This is their like new album and stuff, so maybe we should also get a sneak peek of what's to come on this album and get ourselves hype. Yeah. Let's see. Well, it's a song. This is Cassie off their upcoming album by Indications. Check it out.